Business Unhung. This is Planet Business. It'll be fun. Oops.
All right. Welcome to the... What show are we on? I can't...
There's a logo right there.
All right. So the Alien Brief... Welcome to the Alien Briefcase Show.
All right. We're going to go with that. Thank you for tuning in for the Alien Briefcase Show today, otherwise known as Planet Business.
Oh, Planet Business.
Yes. Got it. Yes. All right. So question for you. Who loves staring at a blank screen or a blank sheet of
paper? I love a blank paper. Pieces of paper. Could I?
No. The answer's no.
Paper's pretty. Why is it no?
No, I'm talking about it being blank. Like when someone doesn't know what kind of content to create.
Ah, okay. Nobody really likes that. I can see that.
No, it's one of the most frustrating parts of creating content that'll grow your business is staring at that blank screen or blank sheet of paper.
Yeah, it's kind of like feels like a little bit of paralysis, really.
It does. It's like frustrating. You're
going underwater and can't. And kind of can't come up above it, making it too creepy.
That's a little dramatic. Creepy. A little dramatic. So, okay. All right. Let's. Yes, a little too creepy. Let's do a thumbnail. I have this sheet of blank paper for us to use.
Blank piece of paper.
Yes.
Cool. You want to hear a paper joke?
I'm afraid to say yes, but sure.
Okay.
You're taking my paper.
You know what? Never mind. It's terrible. Wait a minute.
Terrible. I get it.
That was more of
terrible.
More of that. There you go. Sorry, I hope you have a spare.
All right. I do have a plan B.
You have a plan B. Okay.
So we're going to do thumbnail. I have an even bigger piece of blank
paper. That's a giant piece of paper. What are we doing?
We're going to hold the giant piece of paper.
Let's hold it back some, though.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to
see. I was ready for you.
All right. So what? This is our thumbnail.
Yes.
So
blank piece of paper. All right.
Cool.
And I'm going to.
So I'm glad you didn't use that one at first, because tearing that big giant piece of paper would have just made me feel extremely guilty for trees and stuff. Yeah, you know.
All right. We'll keep moving here. So that was funny. That was funny. Let us know if you thought that was funny.
I thought it was funny.
So what we want to share with you today is a secret 10-minute brainstorming tool that I use when I'm creating content plans with my clients.
All right. And actually, I asked you to share this. I just want to be upfront.
You did, because I don't normally share
because
this free.
So many people get stuck on this specific piece of marketing in their business online. But it's really one of the most important freaking pieces in someone's business. And right now, with content consumption because of the quarantine and stuff being at an all-time high, it's something people are going to get stuck on if they don't have information and tools like this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, it's terrible to have to stare at a blank piece of paper.
Hey, let me give you a little bit of. Boom.
There we go. All right. So if you look near wherever you are watching this video. If you're on audio, we'll describe it for you as we go through it. But make sure you click that link, because you're going to want to get access to this spreadsheet so you can make your own copy of it and really start using it. This is the simplest way I have found in almost 20 years in business online now of brainstorming content ideas that really work to grab people's attention, to draw them in to really read what you're sharing or to watch your video or to listen to your audio and make sure that it's
awesome.
Not just going to grab their attention, but actually convert.
Right. That's important.
That's important.
Conversions. All right. About conversions.
So you can see there's a couple of things in this spreadsheet here. 10-minute content marketing planner. And I have some questions for you.
Oh, boy. There's questions for me. I was not expecting any kind of questions.
So the first thing to do is actually, there's two tabs on here that will help you generate ideas. One is sales-focused ideas right here. You can see those on the screen. And one is an endless ideas tracker. And this is for you to just jot down ideas anytime you think of them. Because we all have ideas like, I don't know, I get mine at the gym. Some people get their ideas in the shower. Where do you get your ideas? When do you feel inspired?
Was that a wrong thing to say? Because I feel like that was a wrong thing to say.
Well, we're supposed to be transparent and authentic, right?
Okay. I mean, awkward. All right. Silence.
Wherever you get your ideas, take a second to keep track of them, because you'll be shocked how many things you've actually been inspired to share about. So that gives you one place to keep track of them. Here are some questions to help you brainstorm ideas. So These are different sales-focused content types that you can use to create content really quickly. I'm just going to read down through a few of them and ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Case studies featuring client successes make fantastic content. New product service reveals, frequently asked questions, should ask questions. This means we all know the questions that clients tend to ask us, but then we also know they really should be asking a different question. Write about those in your content, do videos about them. And then you've got things like, what do clients need to believe about you? Like, you know, when you're having sales consultations or conversations with clients, there's certain things that you have to help them see are true about you before they'll say yes to hiring you, especially for higher ticket.
One of the keys, actually.
What do they need to believe about your product or service? Like when you go out to pitch something like virtual live streaming, which you're not happy to pitch right now, people are coming to you already sold. But in general, you would have to convince them of the idea or the concept that a live stream can work just as well, if not better, for sales.
No, I still have to convince them of that. It's not like magic because they want to believe that I can fix the fact that their event got canceled because of quarantine.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're not 100%.
It's still a conversation. Yeah. And that's something that you could create content about, especially with examples. I mean, you've had examples where the live stream at a regular live event out converted in the room.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things you put into content. Now, this is one we've talked about before. What are the symptoms of the problem you solve? Help your clients see themselves in the content you're creating. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things here. We don't have time to go through them all. Make sure you grab this spreadsheet so you can go through them.
And is then, there a link by the audio, video,
there
et cetera?
Is, okay, cool. There will be. And right here then, you put your ideas over here on this side. And then when you click in this dropdown, these are all sorts of ideas that you can use to figure out how do you want to share this content? So is it a checklist? Is it a comparison? Is it a how-to guide? Something inspirational? Is it a passionate rant?
Because the font's getting a little tiny, and you definitely, even if you're watching, you're going to want to actually download this. Because this is one of the most helpful, most powerful things I've seen Michelle actually do for people.
Well, this has a whole list of the different types of content, and this will kind of inspire you for format, so you don't have to worry about how to present it. Then you've got type right here, so you can choose what type of content is this going to be, category. And with this, you'll get instructions when you opt in to access this on how to customize it, because you can put your categories in here. So whatever your top three topics are that your audience likes to hear you talk about, you customize this.
Right.
And then always have a next step call to action. This is the secret to making your content convert. Train your audience to do something next.
Next step call to action. Elaborate on that for me a little bit.
All right. So you can see there's another tab right here. This is the secret tab that updates the others.
It's not a secret anymore. Tab. Got like 5,000 people.
And you customize this to be what your freebies are, what your offers are, and what your CTAs are. So if I change these, they'll change in that dropdown. Mm-hmm. And you want to put in here the things that you're inviting people to. Always have a next step to invite people to, whether it's to get your free report, whether it's to subscribe to your YouTube channel, to watch you on Facebook Live, mm-hmm. to join you for a network thing. Always have an invitation.
Super
and
handy.
This is where you can put those in there.
Yep.
And that is it. That's how you use this 10-minute content marketing brainstormer.
Right, cool. So we're just going to give it to them for free.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you'll do a deeper dive with them after this.
Absolutely.
Cool. Do you have something like this actually inside the membership, like inside Planet Business proper membership?
Actually, yes. We have a whole masterclass we've put together for you that will take you through the entire 5-step process of creating content that will convert.
That's
the gift.
Okay.
When you opt in with the link below this video or near this audio, you're going to get this spreadsheet plus that masterclass.
The masterclass we did that all the people
away to them.
We could sell that. You give the best stuff away.
No, we're giving that away. We already decided we're giving that away.
That are awesome. I'm sorry. I like to earn.
Inside of Planet Business, though, when you join us as a member, that's when they get access to see our content marketing plan.
Oh, the big one.
Yes.
Oh,
and a breakdown of exactly how we are creating all the content that you guys see us putting out, the strategy behind it, all of that.
A lot of effort.
Yes. But make sure you click the link somewhere near this audio or video so you get access to the spreadsheet right here that you see us on the screen and get access to that masterclass. It will help you. All you've got to do is click the link. There's no strings. And after you do that, if you're on Facebook, hit like on this video. Make sure you've liked our business page.
They just tap it because hitting seems a little bit violent, babe.
You're telling me.
Okay, you gave
violent.
Me this look.
Wow.
And I felt like it was more like this.
All right. You may tap like on this video.
She's only getting in because
click
we're on video right now.
I don't know.
She beats me when no one's looking.
Send help. I really believe that's possible.
She has to get up on like a stepladder. I'm like, not really.
No, not really. Not really.
Peaceful person I've ever met.
If you are on YouTube, please click thumbs up, subscribe, turn on alerts.
Smash that thumbs up. Smash it, bash it, hit it, strike it. Wow. I was trying to get in. I'm scared. I'm gonna keep it congruent and consistent with your original hit like with a baseball bat.
All right. That way we can let you know when we release a new video.
What about if they're listening on a podcast? Because if they're listening on a podcast, I got this down now, okay? You need to rate, review, and subscribe.
That is correct. And then, what else should they do on the podcast?
Go over to the YouTube channel and...
Yes, we would love
so they can watch us.
To watch us. We're way more fun on video.
I don't know about that. You have a great radio voice.
All right. Either way.
Although you're fun on video.
However you prefer to keep up with us, we appreciate that you're here, that you're watching. Thank you for listening or watching today, and we will see you back for another episode again soon.
Planet.